Welcome to Behind the Library Curtain, where we peek behind the curtain to learn new tricks and tips to maximize your library experience. We are pulling back the curtain and sharing library secrets. Last episode, we explored new ways to listen to audiobooks when you don't have a CD player. This episode, we dig deeper into the two main library services offering digital audiobooks, Hoopla versus Overdrive. Which will be your favorite? Both services are free downloads offered in your App Store or Google Play Store. With most libraries, there are links from their websites as well. You will need to have access to your library card number, and oftentimes there may be a PIN number or a password associated with that library card. Once you've logged in to either Hoopla or Overdrive, you are ready to borrow. One of the main differences between the two services is that Hoopla limits you to just 10 titles borrowed a month, or whichever number your library sets. But you do not have to wait for a title to become available. Multiple people could be listening to the same audiobook at the same time with Hoopla. Unfortunately, this does not happen with Overdrive. With Overdrive, if an audiobook is already checked out, you're going to have to place it on hold and wait for it just like you would a physical item. Although with Overdrive, you can check out significantly more titles since there is no monthly limit. Your limit is whatever amount your library sets on your card. So if your library says you can have 60 items out on your card, you could conceivably have 60 audiobooks checked out from Overdrive. So both services do offer popular titles, and they both sort by genre. One more takeaway from Hoopla, though, is that if you haven't finished your audiobook during the loan period, you can just check it right back out, and it will even remember where you left off. I'm actually listening to a Karen Slaughter book right now, and I couldn't get it finished, so I rechecked it out, and Hoopla actually went directly back to the very second that I left off. With Overdrive, if you don't finish your audiobook, you may actually have to wait to check it out again because someone else was on the hold list and it's going to go to them next. So you'll have to place it back on hold. Overdrive does offer the brand new bestseller hot off the press audiobooks, whereas Hoopla has new audiobooks but oftentimes does not have the ones that were most recently published. So that is another main difference. So with Hoopla, you don't have to put things on hold. Overdrive, you do. Although Overdrive, you're going to get your newest audiobooks. Hoopla, you may not have the newest audiobooks. And again, you're limited to 10 titles a month with Hoopla. With Overdrive, you could have sometimes up to 60 or whatever number your library sets with Overdrive. So, which audiobook service is your favorite? Or you could be like most people and you listen to whichever audiobook service has the book you want. Tune in next time as we discover ways to find a new audiobook series when you've run out of your favorites. This has been an episode of Behind the Library Curtain. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, happy listening.